The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot Wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Lazor.
Welcome to another victory edition of Tech Talk Live, originating from the radio booth inside Lane Stadium. I am John Lazor. He is Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and we're, as always, delighted to be joined by head football coach Justin Fuente. And, Foo, we got a lot to get to tonight, so I want to get right into it. But first and foremost, you go into another game shorthanded. This time, it's extremely centric to one position, and you are essentially without your top lines in your as a coach, when a group of young people rallies around each other like they did, and I do mean some of the young coaches too, and you guys are able to post a victory like that?
Well, it's gratifying. I mean, it makes you feel good that you've got great people around you, a great core coaching staff. I mean, again, we're taking people out of recruiting. I mean, it's all hands on deck, to say the least, and you know, they did it, filled in beautifully. I mean, we have Caleb Gelsomino, who's an offensive off-the-field coach, and he's working both sides, trying to help the defense get information for what's going on. So, really a cool experience. I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I would like to, I would like for us to move out of this and into some semblance of normalcy. And then when you talk about the players, my gosh, I mean, Dorian Strong, true freshman, get out there and go play. You know, Tyler Matheny, get out there and go play. And Nadir Thompson, who has been working at safety. He's been out for Lord knows how long dealing with an injury. You know, he still has a promising career ahead of him, but it's just like every time he gets going, he's faced a hurdle that he's got, so on and so forth. I'm in there at corner. And go sick 'em, guys. And it was really cool to see other people elevate their level of play and to see those guys play well.
Coach, it's when you look at the numbers for turnovers, I mean, you've harped on that since day one. The numbers are pretty staggering. When you have fewer turnovers, you're like 21-4 and 36-11 in your career. But when you lose it, you're like 5-16, 9-29. How in the world fortunate did you feel like losing that turnover battle minus two and getting a win?
Well, you know, we were playing a team that had turned the ball over quite a bit, too. And we did create one. But, you know, the thing that bothered me the most is we had unforced turnovers. We didn't catch a punt. We basically, Braxton had the ball just slip out of his hands and go over the check down. And then we had a fumbled exchange. And, you know, those can be obviously very detrimental. There's not another statistic in all of football that's a better determinant besides blocking a punt. If you block a punt, you win like 89% of the time. But if you win the turnover battle, you win the game most of the time. And I tell you what bothered me most, and I've shared this with the team, so I'm not speaking out of school, is like we had talked about, and I wondered, looking back on myself, if I had put too much on the guys, because we did hit on, you know, there's some guys out, and that means we all do more. We all have to do job better. It doesn't mean you have to put people on your back and be Superman, but we have to do our job. We have to elevate our level of play. And early in the game, the people that everybody was worried about were playing fine, and the people that nobody was worried about, or nobody that we weren't worried about, struggled a little bit. We didn't do well in red zone punt. We didn't, some things that we've been historically very good at, we didn't do early in the game, which was not a good sign, but they settled down and responded.
Well, Coach, a lot of emphasis, and rightfully so, was put on the absences in the secondary, but I think what we didn't do a great job of was highlighting how much that had turnover on your special teams units, and you look at some of those errors, but the numbers of guys that were switched over was staggering.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine James Shebess pulling his hair out, trying to put the two deep together. We spent a little bit longer than we traditionally do in our Friday night special teams meeting, trying to get it pared down and be crystal clear on what our responsibilities were. We had guys that were, previously on the right side, now on the – some of these guys were guys that have played a lot of football, and all of a sudden you go from right side to left side and you hear a call, and it means step right, and, now you're on the other side. I mean, it's just a lot that went into all of that and trying to get it pieced together. The unit that was fairly intact was kickoff return, just by the nature of the people that usually play on that. And I think you could see that in the game. That unit was pretty effective.
Coach, you talked about at halftime, you made some adjustments schematically to what they were doing. Can you touch on that? What'd you see and how'd you fix things? Because obviously it was a tight game in the first half.
Well, it certainly was. And, I felt like they were a very good, and still are, a very good defensive football team. They have struggled on the offensive side of the ball. they were going to play tight coverage. We knew that. We took a shot on the first and made a really good throw but didn't come down with the ball. And, we're kind of sputtering around. We came back in the second half and ran a little bit more gap scheme, blocked down and pulled, and got the run game going a little bit better, which I think eventually we wore them down a little bit. And, that's kind of the thing that Duke has struggled with a little bit, is they just haven't got enough going offensively to protect their defense. They're down some numbers too, quite honestly. Talking to Coach Cutcliffe before the game, they're down some people, a large number of guys that opted out. So, I think as the game wore on, we began to be more effective running the football. Part of that's because we instilled some gap scheme. We started running the ball on the inside better, then eventually able to run the stretch play and get some of those big games for Khalil.
He is head coach Justin Fuente. We're getting his thoughts and analysis on the Hokies' second consecutive win, first on the road, 38-31 over the Duke Blue Devils. Later in the show, we will move forward and look at North Carolina, the event coming up at noon on Saturday. More reflection on the other side, another 300-plus yard rushing performance. We examine that after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build, First Bank and Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
Play fake. Bryce drops in the pocket. Now has pressure. Throws over the middle, and it's tipped and intercepted by Matheny. Rumbling to the far sideline, Duke 50, and now the 40, and he is tackled at the Duke 36. Bryce threw it high off the hands of his intended target, and Matheny with his first college return of an interception.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT, and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazor with more Tech Talk Live.
Tyler Matheny, first college start, first college keying the Hokies defensively in the first half. We continue on Tech Talk Live. John Lazor, the Hall of Fame, Burnup, and the head coach, Justin Fuente. And, Coach, back-to-back 300-yard rushing performances, that is certainly no small accomplishment. Hasn't happened in this program since 2002, and rightfully so. The offensive line has gotten most of that credit along with Khalil Herbert. And I want to get your thoughts on the Vice Squad, because I took the liberty of doing some fan polling for a name for the unit, which means you're performing pretty well. And the credit they're getting, but also, watching the game back, the wide receivers, namely Caleb, doing a phenomenal job blocking on the outside.
You know, Caleb had a great game. You know, he didn't have a game that showed up in the stat box. We had the ball inside our own five and threw it on first and 10, and he drew a pass interference penalty. He played on kickoff return and punt return and did a fantastic job there, and then played down the field without the ball in his hands on offense. Extremely effective. They had a nice block there on Burmeister's touchdown run to the right side. Really pleased with his. He's worked incredibly hard, but he's kind of finally relaxing and just playing ball. You know, he was a little bit uptight when he got in the game this year, and I think it's a great testament to him because you know, he played quite a bit on offense early in the year, and then his playing time diminished last year, but still played on special teams and really struggled a little bit, you know, like, but what did he do? He continued to take the coaching, he continued to work, and now we're starting to see him have some success and be productive and be a productive member of the team and contributing in a lot of ways. And you know, he had a big catch in the first game of the year, and he'll only continue to get better, and he continues to work.
Coach, and kind of continuing on that theme there, when you think about it, just think about that 16 play drive that went 76 yards, then in a field goal before the half. And then you look at your other touchdown drive, 60 yards, 94 yards, 70, 73. That's pretty impressive. That's getting the job done out there.
Well, it did. And, you know, part of it is because we didn't catch many punts in the air. You know, like the kid was either booming it or kicking it really short, and we were having a hard time just getting the ball caught, which, you know, when it hits the ground and rolls, it, you know, there's two ways to look at it. Bad field position, but good that you to rack up more yards on offense. One way to think of it. But we did put together some nice drives, and we're a little bit better on third down this week than we were the week before. And, you know, a good running game will travel. It's a quarterback's best friend, and, you know, it's a defense's best friend. And when you can run the football, it certainly gives you a better chance to win.
Foo, maybe lost in all of this late in the game, you unforced fumble there, having to potentially put the game away, was the defensive stand that your team makes right after that. Just speak on that if you can, and what it took for them to get right back out there and do what they did.
That was the way that we took the field defensively, because if you think about the range of emotions, it was a tight game. We had been struggling defensively. Offensively, we have been running the ball and moving it up and down, and we were faced with a third and I think eight at about midfield. They had some momentum. It was a close game. We complete a ball to Trey Turner, makes a great catch down to like the 12-yard line. everybody's fired up because, you know, the way we've been running the ball, it feels like we're going to go punch it in and maybe be able to take a breath here, and we fumble. They recover it. And I thought that our defense took the field with as much excitement and enthusiasm as Duke's defense left the field with after creating a turnover or being the benefactor of a turnover. And to me, that was a great statement because it would have been easy to bend down. And I thought it was the coaching staff. It were the players. The first person onto the field was Justice Reed. And the next thing you knew, everybody was excited to go take the field. This is what you train for. This is an unbelievable opportunity to prove you can play. Jared Hewitt makes a great play on first down for a tackle for loss. On second down, the tailback out there, and he can't make the catch. And on third down, we get the sack and punt and then come right back down and score. So just a huge response there defensively after an unfortunate turn of events.
This is Tech Talk Live presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Looking back on a 38-31 win for the Hokies down in Durham. They'll make a similar road trip this weekend. Noon start again in the Triangle, but this time at Keenan Stadium against number 8 North Carolina. We'll get into that a little bit later. We continue, though, to reflect on the second win of the year with Coach Fu. And later on, of course, it's Fun with Fu. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school, or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground, is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week. Come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Sweep motion and stops in the backfield, comes back the other way, bluff the short sweep. Burmeister takes off on the run, right side, huge hole, and he will tiptoe into the end zone, far corner, touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies, touchdown, Braxton Burmeister, 14 yards on the ground. The window dressing leads to a Tech bargain.
The latest Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Lazor.
This is Tech Talk Live. John Lazor, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente with you as we are each and every Monday from 7 to 8 o'clock. And as always, presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola together. better. Certainly a once again for Virginia Tech, down 21 players, down numerous specialists on special teams and in the secondary. And Coach Burmeister once again does a nice job leading this team to a win, including his own running game. We just heard his rushing touchdown, second of two in the game. A lot of speculation as to whether Hendon Hooker would play, how much he would play if he did. He winds up not playing, and I know this earlier today you said you weren't quite sure how you'd approach it coming up this week. How close, though, is Hendon to being full go?
Well, I think he's full go right now. You know, it's just been such a weird preparation leading up to the first game. And, you know, basically we made the decision, the announcement 2 weeks before the Virginia game. You know, Braxton hadn't had as much practice as Hendon. We felt like that was the best thing for the team at that time. That game gets canceled. Then all of a sudden, through various turns of events, Braxton has all the practice time and Hendon doesn't have it. So then we make the other decision that Braxton should go and has played well. So, I mean, it's a unique set of circumstances, to say the least. I feel great about all three of our guys and their ability to be effective in their own way. You know, Braxton and Hendon are similar. You know, like there's not it doesn't hurt us to have them both available because we're doing similar things. Quincy is a little bit different, you know, which I think everybody can see when he's in the game. But that's awesome, too, because he can still be effective. So, you know, there's just so much give and take and up and down and uncertainty from a daily basis to a weekly basis. You know, we'll continue to manage it that way. We're making all our decisions based on the information that we have at the time and the circumstances we're under, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Coach, talk about Amari Barno. He's been hurt a little bit, but you moved him from linebacker to defensive end, and gosh, he had a couple sacks. He forces a fumble, and that spin move he put on was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I just really pleased with Amari, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, we made the announcement, and we made the move for him to move to end. And first of all, I would just say the way he handled it was incredible. You know, this is a guy that really in his heart wants to play linebacker. He sit down with our defensive coordinator, sits down with the linebacker coach, sits down with the D-line coach, goes and talks to his mom, comes to talk to me when we approach him about moving to defensive end. And I said, Amari, what did your mom say? And she said, well, to trust you guys, that you guys will look out for my best interests and give me a chance to be the best player I can be. I said, well, then let's do that. And so he went over there, and right from the start, I mean, you could see that he had oodles of potential, but did not know what he was doing, nor did we expect him to know. And then he gets sidelined a minor issue that takes him a couple of weeks to get over, which kind of sets him back a little bit in his development. And now he's been on the field for a couple of weeks now, continuing to work. You see him on special teams. I mean, he's the first one down on the kickoff team. Got a chance to continue to develop and have a chance to be a really big, impactful player for us, really on defense and on special teams.
Joined by Justin Fuente, reviewing the win over Duke this past Saturday. And one of your reliable guys is Tavion Robinson. You mentioned in the first segment maybe some of the guys felt like they needed to do two. Is he one of the ones you were referring to? He comes back, has a really nice game after the first quarter, and will he be back as you're going forward?
Yeah, I think that's probably what we'll do. You know, I mean, I reserve the right to change my mind, but I think, you know, coming into practice tomorrow morning, you know, we'll go out there and you know, put him out there and let him go to work and see if he can get comfortable again back there. You know, the thing about Tavion is, and I was texting with his mom the other day. She's such a sweet woman. And, you know, Tay just hasn't faced a lot of adversity on the, whether it's playing basketball in high school or playing football. He was quarterback and he comes here as a freshman and picks it up really quick and plays really well. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the second game, or right off the bat, really, in the second game, he struggles a little bit. You know, I just went up to him and told him, you know, like, hey, you know, we haven't lost faith in you. You know, I know this isn't how you envisioned it, and you're probably second-guessing yourself, but we respond when things don't go well determines really who we are and what we're about. Everybody's riding high and feeling good when things are going well, but when you struggle, you know, it's what you do then on out that really makes you who you are. And he went out there and made a big play you know, against tight coverage, which was something that we had to know that we were going to have to do in order to win the game. Then comes back in the second half and catches the big long post route. So great job of rebounding there, and you know, we feel great that Tay continue on his track of developing into a really good player.
And also doing a nice job blocking downfield, too. I mentioned Caleb earlier, Tavion, certainly part of that group as well. This is Tech Talk Live and Hokies. Check out Hokie-operated Campus Cookies online for local delivery and national shipping. That's campuscookie.com for the best game day treats. More with the head coach across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, after these.
Meet Smithfield Meat. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Charmarie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Bryce cheating up in the pocket. He's got company and he's going down as Hewitt got there first. Pollard and Justice Reed finish him off. 5th sack as the Tech defense stands up and responds, and Duke will kick it away.
It's Monday night and you're dialed in to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For the latest Hokie scoop, here's John Laser.
That was the aforementioned defensive stand and three and out that let the Hokies ease the Duke Blue Devils. Khalil Herbert followed that with a 60-yard touchdown run, his second touchdown run of the ball game. And Mike Burnup, we've discussed that defensive stand, and we've discussed the offensive line, and there are certainly a number of more things I know you want to get Coach's thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to ask him, Coach, just if you could touch on the tight ends. Obviously, you got two guys there that play a lot, and they do a lot for you out there. Just where they are, you know, Dalton Keene was kind of considered the Swiss Army knife, but these guys give you a lot of stuff all over the field. And talk about how they have improved just having to go up against Justice Reed.
Yeah, well, you know, you got James Mitchell and Nick Gallo, and I've called Nick Eric way too many times in his short time here, and I always make sure to try and apologize to him for it. But I was really proud of those two. You know, they continue to work to improve. They are getting better in the run blocking game. They're involved in everything we do. Like, you know, everybody talks about how many catches they either had or didn't have, but I'm telling you, they do everything for us. I mean, they are involved in the run game. They're involved in pass protection. They're involved in the screen game. They're involved in you know, what we do out wide as wide receivers and blocking on the perimeter. And, you know, I feel really good about both of them. They're so smart. I mean, you can literally move them all over the place, really almost ask you about anything really. And they get it, and they get it done. So they've benefited from getting to go against a couple of our older defensive ends in Jay Reed and Emmanuel Belmar. I think it's helped them out as they continue to kind of fine-tune that part of it. You know, they could always run and catch and run routes, but, you know, if you're a tight end and you cannot help the run game, you're just a out. And you have to be able to block and protect, and they certainly can do that. I feel really good about where they're headed in their careers.
Fu, I know earlier, and we've probably come to the expectation that Justin Hamilton will return from his Bahamas vacation this week and be able to actually make his debut in the stadium as defensive coordinator. And I know you said earlier that it doesn't feel like the big sweeping thing that it was a couple of weeks ago, but it's still going to be a day-to-day thing this week in terms of guys matriculating back to the roster.
100%. I mean, it's, you know, and we'll see what the tests bring for this week. But, you know, right now, you know, we'll have some guys basically trickling back into it as the weeks go on, as the week goes on. I mean, we'll have a couple guys back tomorrow, you know, some more Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then, you know, obviously the game Saturday. So it'll be an ongoing process. We'll try to hopefully have a pretty good handle on exactly who and when in the coming days so we can try and plan a little bit. But, you know, we all tested today, so we'll get those results and figure out where we're at moving forward.
Coach, how about Kristen Darisol? Talk about him. How solid is that guy? 24 straight starts, gets lineman of the week this week in the league. And, you know, nobody started more games than, I guess, you figure in Brian Johnson. But 24 straight, that guy's solid.
He really is. I mean, it's just, first of all, he had great hips and great leverage. And, you know, has played since he was really young and has worked hard to continue to change and mold his body so that he can continue to be an effective player. But he just understands it. He gets it. And you all hear me a lot talk about smart football players and how important those guys are. We just talked about the tight ends. This is another one. I mean, this is a guy that completely understands the scheme and where he's going and the footwork that it takes to get there. And you're starting to see him be productive. I mean, we recognized him as a football team on Sunday morning for his work. I mean, you don't put up rushing yardage numbers like we have the last 2 weeks and not be doing a good job somewhere up front, and he certainly starts it off there at left tackle.
Back-to-back game, plus rushing yards, first time, as we've mentioned, since 2002 within this Virginia Tech program. On the other side, we take a look at the North Carolina Tar Heels. Like the Hokies, off to a strong start to the season. Like the Hokies, ranked inside the top 20. We'll look at the Heels on the other side, but first, Tech Talk Live is presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab your Smithfield favorite. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Hokies coming off their second win. We look at their third opponent right after these.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining. And an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad.
It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Two receivers right, lone man left. Another high snap. Corralled.
Given to Herbert, and he's going to break it. 45-50. 45-40 at Duke. Far sideline 30. 20-10. Rushing away from the Devils. Touchdown, Tech. Touchdown, Herbert. He's over 200 yards. And the Hokies lead by two scores.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Lazor.
That's the one that iced it for the ACC's running back and specialist of the week, Khalil Herbert. What a start. He also shatters the program record for all-purpose yards single game with 357. But on to the next one we go. North Carolina, huge challenge for the Hokies down at Keenan Stadium in the Triangle. Starts, and as we get ready for game day with Smithfield, Smithfield has your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at the stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, looking at the heels, this has been a great rivalry over the last few years. Mac Brown now in his second year, and certainly this is an experienced, talented roster. Everybody knows about Sam Howell and their passing proficiency, but they've got a solid run game, and one thing that seemingly always gets overlooked with Carolina is their defense has been playing lights out to this point.
Yeah, they really have, and Sam Howell deserves all the credit that he gets and all the accolades. He's got great people around him. They run the football, and they have skill players that can really put up points on you in a hurry. And he certainly is the engine that makes that all go. Defensively, I'm not a big stat guy, but this jumped out at me. I mean, in two games, they've had 52 rushes against them for 108 yards or something. Maybe it's 54 rushes. So they're giving up two yards per rush. They've only, given up 108 yards rushing on the season. So they're loading the box. They're playing stout defense on the side. They're very good in the secondary, so they're able to cover down while adding that extra player into the box for the run game. So we'll have our work cut out for us as we prepare for this one.
Hey, you look at the numbers. I mean, Carter's obviously a really good running back, averaging almost 9 yards per carry. How big is the challenge to kind of create that pressure to get on Howell? But obviously you got to make sure you're sound in the running game as well.
Well, certainly they've got the kind of running backs that if you're half a step off, like, it's not going to be an 8 yard run. It's going to go to the house. I mean, it's going to be an 80 yard touchdown and enough passing game. You're not going to shut them down. It's just not the way it's going to work. They're just too explosive and too good. You try and keep the ball in front of you and get enough pressure on the quarterback that hopefully you can find a way to create a turnover or two and then hold on for dear life when they hand the ball off because they can certainly do both really well.
Two things I know that you like about this game, Fu. Noon start. On the road, get up and go type of environment for you. And despite the fact that it's on the road, it was a surreal feeling just between 1,000 fans in the opener and no fans at Duke. Carolina, despite the fact they'll probably be backing the opposition, will have 7%, and that will make a difference in energy.
You know, I try to pride myself on preparing our team for the environment. And when we stepped on the field, came out, and ran onto the field to start the game, I felt like I'd let our football team down at Duke, because in my mind it was going to be the same as here. We had 1,000 fans. They weren't going to have any. I just didn't think it was going to be – the difference between 1,000 people and zero is on a football field is tremendous, and it was just odd. And, they had all these different cardboard cutouts and different sections, which was a little, odd.
You're going to go Mike Leach?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little weird. for me. But I think it was because there was absolutely nobody there that added to that just even more. So, you know, I don't – like, I knew this. The first thought I had was, if this is weird for me, I know it's weird for our guys. But, you know, this week we'll have whatever it is, 3,500 or something like that about there. It will be a – you know, I guess we're inching our way towards normal. But I am a big fan of the early kick. Let's wake up and eat some Wheaties, bend over and touch our toes, do a couple jumping jacks and go play.
Coach, you talked about Sam Howell and whatnot. His numbers last year were like sick in a good way. How is he different this year? What have you noticed about him and his game this year?
Oh, I don't know. Like I've you know, he played so well last year. I feel like for now, last year he took some shots and continued to get up and be there for his team. So I don't know. I think they've talked about being a little bit more patient offensively, maybe trying to take what the defense gives them, and maybe he's done a little bit better job of that so far. I'm not sure. I just know he's a good player. He's a really accurate thrower. He's got a great presence in the pocket. You know, he's not like a guy that's going to rush for 120 yards, but he extends plays. You know, he can run the ball enough that it scares you a little bit, and just kind of has that knack for sliding in the pocket and holding the ball to the last minute and delivering it in there on time and accurately.
North Carolina Tar Heels ranked number 8 in the latest poll. Hokies up to number 19 off their second win of the season. It will be a ranked versus ranked matchup. Mike, myself, the rest of our crew on the air at 10:30, bright and early in the morning from Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We will continue. And as we do, it was only a matter of time, quite frankly, before everyone jumped on the Fun with Foo bandwagon. We've got a sponsor for the segment for the first time. It's big time, and it's next. Fun with Foo, straight up across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield Meat. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hall, Executive Director of the Virginia Lottery. Since 1999, the lottery has contributed over $10 billion to Virginia's K-12 public education. Last year alone, we raised nearly $600 million for our schools, and we couldn't have done it without you, our players. A portion of every dollar spent on the lottery supports school programs in every community in Virginia. Now that's a big win we can all celebrate.
The Virginia Lottery, good fun for a great cause.
It's time to put the feet up on the desk and throw away the playbook. This is Fun with Foo, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Laser.
John Laser and Mike Burnup. We welcome Blacksburg Eye Associates. My wife is a client. Head coach Justin Fuente is a client over there. Dr. Dovey and the crew jumping on with us on Fun with Fu, and we appreciate them becoming part of the program. And Fu, a lot of fun when it's all said and done, of course, at the end of the day on Saturday. Trey Turner, you were talking about, makes that big third down catch late in the game. And no one on the sideline was more excited than my man, Pete Morris. He had the double shooters going, the catch. But a serious question in a fun fashion, how fun is it for you when the support staff of your program, including us, is that emotionally invested?
Investment. You know, that's what you love, is when you've got a group of people that are not just, you know, not just rooting for you, but ready to do whatever they can to help. And sometimes it's small things, and sometimes it's things. And, you know, it's just a pretty cool feeling to know that you have a bunch of people with you that, you know, there's nobody that's in the foxhole more than Pete Moore, so I can tell you that much. And we actually saw the video.
He sent it to me.
As coaches, and recorded the video of him and his, you know, all kinds of celebration going on over there. It's pretty cool. We had a great sideline, though, I'm going to tell you. I'm talking about our players were fantastic on the Matheny interception. And really the whole game, we're incredibly in tune because we are playing in an empty stadium, and we have to bring the energy. And then, you know, the people that were there with us were great too. So it was a pretty cool deal.
Was it kind of funny that Pete got left? Didn't get the bus ride
well,
home?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think it was very funny. And right. I know Pete didn't.
You think?
But see, there's an old expression in our business. You're nobody until you're behind. Because Mike and I got left behind with basketball a number of years ago. I got left behind in Canada one time by a baseball team. My question to you, your head coach, you're not going to get left behind now, even though there is a famous story of Coach Beamer getting left behind
at one point
on the bus. But earlier in your career, when you weren't head coach Justin Fuente, have you ever been left behind?
No. Obsessive compulsive about being where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. You guys may shake your head because I can make it to the radio show 30 seconds before we start.
No, I'm impressed that but, like you know how long the elevator takes to clear here and like how long the hallway.
We have our special teams meeting an hour before this, and Shebest gets a little long-winded sometimes, so sometimes it's a mad dash to get over here. But no, I have. Knock on wood, I have never been. I've yet to be left behind on a football trip.
Coach, we got a lot of Hokies, obviously, playing at the next level in the NFL. Do you kind of stay in touch with those guys when you can, when you have time to? Any communication going back and forth?
I do to some extent. You know, during the season is a little rough for social conversations for me. I do enjoy getting to talk. I talk to them probably more in the off season. You know, to check in and see how they're doing, and occasionally they come by, and they're pretty busy during the season. My biggest problem is I don't ever watch the NFL, you know, so it's pretty hard for me to know how good or bad they did during the week, because I don't know who's good and who's bad, and I always get a kick when I talk to my granddad about every couple months or something just to check in. He'll ask me about the Dallas Cowboys or something, and I have no clue because I haven't seen a single game all year.
Coach, I transition from the NFL to trick-or-treating. It's into the month of October. My wife, Renee, debuted a new pumpkin sweatshirt that she was very proud of yesterday, which led me to thinking just about Halloween costume time. What do the Fuentes have planned for us this year?
Wow, I don't know. Is
I don't know if they'll be trick-or-treating.
Are we having Halloween? Like, has it been canceled?
Oh, yeah. No.
COVID canceled?
It's canceled for us because we're in Louisville.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Remember I know we played North Carolina on Saturday.
Hey, Fu, you remember last year? Fu, it was raining so much, you finally had a day off and it was pouring down rain.
I do. And we still went trick-or-treating. It was awesome.
You did.
In a pouring down rain. Not for very long, but we still went. It was hard to tell what the girls were dressed up as.
But we knew what Mikey was dressed up as. What were you dressed up as, Mikey?
Or one year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to meet him just to scare the girls. I scared Charlotte one year.
Yeah, you did. I don't know what we're going to be. We haven't. Well, I don't know. I have to ask Jen, see what the girls want to be. It'll
be
interesting.
Will there be time for a pumpkin patch trip this year?
I don't know. The bye week usually falls in a time for they can slide out to that, but I don't see that happening right now.
He's got to check with the SW, the sleep board.
Of course, you know, there's no telling what the schedule may actually look like.
That's
right?
True.
Moving forward the next several weeks. But, they, you know, according to the schedule that I know, it's pretty jam-packed with games every week.
Fu, last one in Fun with Fu, and before we let you go, can you just describe for yourself personally how exhausting the last 4 weeks have been? And, you know, we always have fun with you on here, and we always appreciate that, but we see that taxing you, and also how relieving it might be to get a guy like Justin Hamilton back this week.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wish oftentimes my vocabulary fails me. I just wish I could do a better job trying to paint the picture for people, because I do get asked a lot about what it's like and all that kind of stuff, and all I can tell you is it's just like this tremendous – and I've talked to other coaches, and I don't know if the other coaches are as candid about it as I have been, but I can tell you everybody that I've talked to, which is, you know, several guys in the ACC, let's just say it that way, they feel the same way. Like, it is just browbeating every day, you know. Like, the season is stressful as it is, but to put all this on top, on the kids, on yourself – it's just this weight that you can't get it off of you. The game doesn't end the way. Usually, at least during the season, the game ends the weight for a little while. This doesn't, you just never escape it. It's always on top of you.
Well, I will sign off with you, as we always do, by thanking you for your time, but also new signature sign off. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. We'll see you on Saturday, Coach.
Awesome, looking forward to it. Thank you.
He's head coach Justin Fuente, as always, gracious with his time coming over on a Monday night. We've got one more segment on Tech Talk Live. Mike and I will fill you in on what you need to know for this coming week as the Hokies take on number 8 North Carolina. You'll hear it here on the same sports network from Learfield, IMG College.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Card control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy to use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from Lane Stadium. Hokies will be back here in a couple of weeks, but on the road for a second consecutive contest in the Triangle. Noon kick, actually 12:06 scheduled kick time. That means we'll be on the air at 10:30 a.m. Myself, Mike, Wes McElroy, Luther Maddie, the rest of our broadcast crew. Mike, I go back, though, to this past Saturday. Obviously, the Hokies have gotten a lot of credit for what they were able to overcome and win against Duke. But to be quite frank about it, I don't think they've gotten enough credit nationally for what they've pulled off the last 2 weeks and what they've gone through. To replace your entire secondary, essentially, going into a football game is not something that you would want to do with weeks of preparation, let alone hours of preparation. But I phrase this question to you. When you get everybody back, assuming that you do get everybody back, how good could this football team be?
It could be really, really, really good, Lays. I mean, they've got depth at a lot of positions, and it all starts up front in the trenches. And you think about how good that offensive line has been the last few weeks, and the defensive line just coming on strong, the way they're rotating those in and out, and Fu talked about that today. You know you're going to play, you practice better, and practices go better. And they're keeping those guys fresh, which is certainly a key, getting the pass rush on Sam Howell this week. And, you know, can this offensive line, can they – duplicate what's happened the last couple of weeks? Can they have success run the ball when nobody's been able to? Syracuse couldn't run it on them, and BC couldn't run it on them. 54 yards rushing. I mean, that's it. So this offensive line will be challenged this week to see how good they can be. But, yeah, if you can get everybody back and have all your weapons, this team could be really good.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a stout run defense for North Carolina, and the stats bear that out. But it's also worth mentioning their two opponents, Syracuse, Boston College. Syracuse is, of course, an up-tempo, quick-strike passing team. And Boston College, although we're used to A.J. Dillon and the rest pounding the rock, they're not that anymore under Coach Hafley. It will be an interesting matchup between the Tech offensive line and the 3-4 defensive front from North Carolina. And again, we're hoping for the Hokies to be much closer to 100%. Last one to you, Mikey, for the week. Justin Hamilton. I think he's going to break down the doors to the Merriman Center whenever he's cleared to come back. He should be back this week, though. And, man, we feel for him what he's had to go through emotionally, both positive and negative, because he's got to be so proud of guys like Jack Tyler and Ryan Smith a week ago.
Oh, no doubt. You know, you feel bad for him. But in one way, you feel good for him, Lays, because he just had a baby. And the big picture, you know, being able to be home with his wife and help raise the little one with his, you know, brothers and sisters, whatever. I mean, that's got to be kind of cool for him. So, yeah, you know he wants to get back in the worst kind of way. Sitting there two games when they won them both and he hadn't been there, that's got to be disappointing. So he'll be ready to go.
No doubt about it. Hokies back in action on Saturday, 12:06 from Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We will be there and covering it for you. We appreciate you being with us. Head coach Justin Fuente for joining us as always. To our two outstanding producers, Mike Mirabito on the audio side, Chris Fair on the video side. For them, Mike Burnup, I'm John Laser, sending our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks as business for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.